Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I mentioned it earlier. Our pal Mark Roberge is going to jump on at 9 o'clock. OAR is performing at Nats Park tonight after the game. So we'll talk to Mark coming up at 9 o'clock. Rich Voss, comedian, in studio at 9:25, hanging out with us. And John Walton, voice of the Caps on 106.7 The Fan, will jump on at 8:45.
Rich Voss.
Plus, we've got Metallica tickets to give away. We'll give you a chance to win those coming up at 7:25. Right now, let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
Sports page, of course, sponsored by my good friends over at Molloy Chevrolet in Alexandria.
Very good.
So check them out. Ask for Josh Cochran. He's the general manager over there. Not sure when I'm going to be driving my new Tahoe. Hopefully it's soon.
What color again?
Deep blue.
Deep blue.
Black interior.
Deep blue, black interior. Okay, good.
Gonna be so.
I'm sure it's gonna be very nice.
All right, so obviously the Caps was the biggest story here locally. Big win over the Canes, 3-1.
I mean, a massive win. Just a massive.
A massive win.
I mean, it must win.
And
thank God.
It's a big deal because you don't want to go down 0-2 and have to travel down to a very tough environment down in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks loves the road arenas.
The Lenovo Center. I'm sure I'm going to hear a lot of hype about how it's the loudest building in the NHL.
I went there. That place sucked.
Ooh, the Caniacs. Ooh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
You're such a defensive Caps fan. It's hilarious.
Well, I'm just a loyal Caps fan.
I understand, but
look how bitter he gets. Look at his face.
I mean, it's my team.
That's upset that they hyped up the Montreal, the Bell Center.
Yeah, again, if we built an arena that held 30,000 people, we would have the loudest arena in the league.
Maybe. We'll see.
Duh.
All right,
I mean,
so
it's common sense.
After the game, we've been talking about Willie. Willie played great. LT played great. They were in the presser together last night. I think Chris has some clips from last night from Willie after the game.
He's looking. Hold on.
How do you feel about LT?
Yeah, he actually said thank you for one of the blocks. That was a first for like the entire season, I think. But yeah, he's our wall back there. He's calm. He just keeps us in every single game. So it's nice having a goalie that's going to give it his all. And you know, he's been our MVP all year, and you know, he's playing great. So I gotta stay on top of him and make sure that I keep him on his toes around the rink and make sure he doesn't get too comfy, but he's been awesome for us.
I mean, LT's been the proverbial brick wall throughout the playoffs, outside of that one weird game in Montreal where he allowed 5 goals.
Yep.
Here are his goals against per game. 2-1-5, 2-1-2-1.
He's the guy.
And that's why you go with him. You know, yeah. We discussed this beforehand, and there were some people that were advocating Lindgren because Logan Thompson hadn't played, but Logan Thompson was the better goalie all year. He is the better goalie. He's higher paid for a reason. That's who you start in goal.
I advocated for Chucky just because of the layoff. I was worried about the rust factor. I wasn't worried about the talent factor.
Right.
I know who the more talented goalie is. Mm-hmm. There's a reason you gave Logan Thompson the longer term deal for higher money.
Right. He's the guy.
You just know he's better.
I mean,
I was just a little worried about how he was coming off the layoff.
I was with you. Yeah.
And I shouldn't have been worried about it because he's been outstanding.
No, he's been great. You got to listen. I don't think you could go through this gauntlet. What do we have now? We still have 11 more.
Yeah.
If you don't have a hot goalie. Well, we got a hot goalie.
Yep.
So that part, you could check that box, knock on wood.
Yep.
I mean, knock on wood. We've got the hot goalie. We just need the other guys to step up. And Willie did, and McMichael did, and a lot of guys did at moments. But I honestly still think we need more. Like, it was a great win, but we need more.
Yeah. Probably need some from Ovi.
Huh?
Need some Ovi's more been Ovi. A little quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. He's had stretches. He's had a few moments, but you need more from him. Even my daughter pointed out, where's Lars Eller? He didn't even play that much. I know he's not a huge player on this team, but just need more from everyone, frankly.
They played Carly a lot. You know, the defensemen are obviously going to play a lot. Chich played 25 minutes. Matt Roy played like 23 minutes. Mm-hmm. The Canes outshot the Caps 17-7 in the third, so they were being overly aggressive there. And, of course, Willie got the empty netter to close it out. But when you just look at the team stats, I mean, game one, it was one-sided. Okay, the Canes are going to outshoot the Caps in pretty much every game.
Sure.
It's just the way they play.
It's fine.
But 28-21, you'll take that all day.
Oh, yeah, of course. And right. The hits were much closer in this game, too. The Caps had 16 hits to Carolina's 17. Faceoffs were dead even at 28. So the Caps tidied up a lot of things that were kind of off kilter in game one.
Yeah.
By the way, all of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com. Do that now.
You could tell, obviously, with all the block shots and the bodies flying around, that they went to that extra gear that we didn't see in game one. That's got to continue. Mm-hmm. They cannot let up. Because in game one, they look, honestly, in my opinion, I know nothing. But in my opinion, they look old and slow.
Yeah,
they didn't look old and slow last night. So whatever they dug into, that can't just be a one-off. They can't relax now. That's got to be, they need that. I'm sorry. They need that kind of effort to beat this team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can play less than that.
By the way, here's Willie scoring the empty netter with John Walton on the call.
He does not, but the Caps end up with it anyway. Roy, far wing. Wilson can't clear. Shot attempt coming in from Burns. A save made by Thompson and a rebound. And Protas will get out to center, but can't catch up to it in the neutral zone. Now Protas gets it back, and a shot that breaks the stick of Burns. Lining up is Wilson. He scores! Wilson into the empty net! 59.2 to go! 3-1 Washington!
Sean McDonough must have been in shambles when that empty netter went in. He must have just been...
He's a huge Canes fan, apparently.
He must have just been beside himself.
I think he was fawning over Tom Wilson, like we are.
Whatever.
I don't know. Caps fans get upset at anything he says. Like, they had a whole piece set up when Carly scored about where he ranked all-time amongst American defensemen. I thought they were fair to the Washington Capitals.
You keep thinking it's right down the middle. You would be the only person on the planet.
I didn't think at the beginning. At the beginning, I thought McDonough was taking shots, and maybe deservedly so. He was flat out just ridiculing their effort.
From game one.
Well, I think, and also leading in the first period. It was not a great first period.
Okay.
It started to pick up towards the end of it.
He was just calling what he was watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know that he hates him.
I think he'll be much more positive about the Caps in game three because of how they played.
I thought he was complimentary of the guys that deserved compliments. He was complimentary of McMichael, of Willie, of Logan Thompson.
How could you not be, Carly? How could you not be after? But I'm telling you, in the first period, he was taking shots. After that, when you start playing better, then maybe.
We were taking shots.
I'm going to listen to the better broadcast going forward. I'm going to stick with my man John Walton on the Odyssey app. That's going to be my move. You guys, I think it's you a great guys move. Keep listening to the ESPN broadcast.
I'm too lazy.
An inferior broadcast.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
I'm too lazy. God bless you, Cakes, for your big heart. I'm too lazy. I'm just going to turn it on, and I'll listen to whatever dumbasses are calling it. You know.
But look, so a much funny. Better effort. You could see that just from the way that they were skating. It wasn't total domination. There was, you know, the last couple of minutes, there were some hairy moments there because Carolina was desperate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were desperate.
The stat I don't love for the Caps is that they had 21 giveaways to just 11 for Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just because
that's what they're
they just
in
have
your
a hard
ass.
Time getting it out of their defensive zone. Despite all the positives that happened last night, it's once Carolina gets that forecheck going and they're putting bodies on the Caps back by their goal, it's tough to shake those guys.
They're relentless.
So hopefully they keep improving on that number going forward.
Imagine what
series.
The bars were like after that game last night.
Oh, it just had to be
on a Thursday night after a win.
Crushing.
I mean, it probably would have been like that after a loss too.
Right.
Certainly after a win. All right, the Oilers came back. I believe this is their sixth consecutive come-from-behind win.
Oof.
In the playoffs. They beat the Golden Knights in Vegas to take a 2-0 lead. They beat them in overtime 5-4.
Yeah, that's not great for Vegas to drop both games on home ice.
Yep, that's right. So they'll be heading to Edmonton for games 3 and 4. Tonight, you got a desperate Florida Panthers team. They're down 2-0, lost both in Toronto, but they're back home. At the Amerant Bank Arena? Is that what it is? Is that where they play?
Not sure the name of their arena. I'd have to look it up.
And then the Dallas Stars already took one in Winnipeg at the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. They beat the Pets in game one, so they'll play again tonight for game two. So playoff hockey is off and running. All right, NBA last night just one game, and that was Minnesota pounding the Steph Curry-less Golden State Warriors, 117-93. I didn't watch any of this game. I don't know if JP did. He can kind of break it down. But I did see that Draymond was assessed another technical. I believe he's two technicals shy of serving a one-game suspension. So if he gets two more, he's going to serve a one-game suspension.
Yeah, Naz Reid reached in and fouled Draymond Green. And Draymond, he just walks the line between hard play and dirty play all too often. And as Naz Reid reached in and fouled him,
mm-hmm.
Draymond waved his arms and basically smacked Naz Reid right. in the ear.
Right. So Reid fouled
him. And then they went
him.
To the replay yeah. and they gave the foul to Naz Reid and then gave the technical foul to Draymond Green. But look, Golden State's going to have a very tough time winning games without Steph Curry.
Where'd the hamstring strain come from? Like from the previous game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only played 13 minutes in game one, which they won. There was a scary moment for the Timberwolves because, I mean, Anthony Edwards was carried off the floor.
I heard that. Yeah.
And
saw that.
It looked bad, but I guess he just hurt his ankle and he was back. He finished with 20.
Remember what he did in the Lakers series?
Yeah.
Remember?
Same thing kind of happened.
Yeah. And he was fine. I mean, it looked like he was going to have to be carried off after he hurt his knee in the Lakers series after LeBron pounded him.
Did he pull a Logan Thompson?
Kind of.
Was that his move?
We came back on the court and
sure.
played well. Didn't even look like he had an injury.
A couple local guys got minutes on both sides. Luca Garza got a couple of minutes for the T-Wolves. And Pat Spencer, you know,
got 14.
Got 14 minutes. Didn't really do anything statistically, but it's pretty incredible.
Well, he's still in the league.
Yeah. I saw a two-minute clip of Draymond Green just talking about how important Pat Spencer was and how
oh, really?
Good of a player was and how great an athlete he was and
yeah.
high IQ and
yeah.
he was jocking him.
Yeah.
Just,
I've seen Kerr jock him too.
Yeah.
So after the game in the locker room, Draymond Green was talking to the media and he says there's an agenda against him. They're trying to portray him as an angry black man. He says, quote, look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family, and I'm a great basketball player and great at what I do. The agenda to try and keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Well, I can tell you this. When that foul occurred and the technical foul was given to him, he started barking at the referees, and Steph Curry, who's just in street clothes, walked onto the court, pulled him out. Steve Kerr took him out of the game because they were afraid he was going to get another tech.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's
his own team and own teammates.
Yeah.
trying to protect him from going bonkers.
I think he's a guy that gets very emotional and has outbursts. I don't think there's an agenda by the sports media, by any media really in particular, to make him look like an angry black guy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I mean, he sometimes
he just has.
I think he's just kind of. I think he's kind of psychotic.
Yeah,
that's what I think
I agree with him. I think he's a smart guy with a great family and all that. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah,
but you're a little out of control sometimes on the court, and so people are going to call it out.
Hey, props to Denny McCarthy, who balled out yesterday at the Truist. Now the Truist is a signature event, meaning
he shoots 62 or something.
He shot 62. He bogeyed 18. He would have shot 61.
Yeah.
But yes, he shot a 62. He had 9 birdies. He trails Keith Mitchell by 1. Speaking of ballers, Keith Mitchell also balled out yesterday. But this is a signature event, meaning it's a huge purse. It's a $20 million purse. There's no cut.
I believe Fowler was like 63, too.
Fowler shot 63. Sepp Straka shot 63. Yeah. Ashke Bhatia shot 63. Colin Morikawa shot 63. So a lot of guys went low at the Philly Cricket Club up there in Philadelphia. But the PGA Championship's next week, which is a major.
Wow.
But this is a big deal because it's a huge event. And Denny McCarthy played very well yesterday, and he tees off at 9:17 this morning. So keep an eye out for him in round 2.
Coming up next, there's an edge rusher who's now available. Should the Commanders take a look-see?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.